The commission describes Connecticut's mental health system as fragmented and calls for more attention to children's social and emotional health. But Malloy's two-year state budget proposal cut funds to some mental health services. Sharon Langer of Connecticut Voices for Children says that means it'll be hard to improve mental health care in the way the commission wants.
The commission recommends more social workers, more psychologists, more guidance counselors. The governor's budget actually proposes, you know, a decrease overall in educational funding. And so it makes one wonder, you know, how, for example, schools would be able to fund those additional supports for students.
Commission member Wayne Sanford said they knew many of the recommendations would be hard to enact in what Malloy has described as a tough budget year.
The elephant in the room is the cost of this document. There's no doubt that this document includes many, many items that cost money. And I don't think it could come at a worse time, given the current situation in the state of Connecticut.
Malloy said he did consider the commission's recommendations when he was putting together the budget. He said the state's already put millions of dollars toward improving school security, and he said the state is working on ways to secure federal funding for more mental health services. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.